Hello, everybody. We're live. Welcome to the Great Divide podcast. I am your host, as always, Alan Jacoby. It has been a hot minute since I have been with you solo. Typically, I'm with James Curry on Mondays, on Fridays. I haven't done a solo show in quite a while since before the new year, but that's actually all going to change. So as you know, Monday Madness, I do with James Curry. Actually, this coming Monday is going to be the last Monday Madness. We're putting it on the back burner for a while. Just have some other things brewing, you know, family, businesses, things like that. But I will be with James Curry every Tuesday on his show, We the People Radio, right here at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And then we're going to still have Freedom Friday. Every Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here live with me and James. And actually, pretty soon, we're just getting it set up. On Fridays, we're going to do a segment where we're going to have a call-in. We're going to have a phone number. You're going to be able to call into the show, be part of the show, talk to us about what's on your mind, about what's going on in this clown world we're living in this political craziness. So yeah, that'll be Friday. So, you know, you're also starting February 1st, I believe, most likely, maybe before. But you're every Wednesday and Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern, you're going to have me full hour solo, and I'll be bringing on some guests here and there. So that's what it's going to be, and end up being live from Tuesday to Friday. And then, of course, the Great Steak Breakfast Saturday morning live with my good friends over at Steak for Breakfast podcast. So, all right, all that out of the way. A lot going on. We have the 118th Congress. We have Joe Biden, apparently. I don't know, maybe he stole documents, Ukraine, Iran, UK, you know, China. Were they planted by Democrats to get rid of them? I would seriously doubt that they were planted by Republicans, because you would need access to his home in Wilmington, Delaware, his private office in UPenn. And I don't know where the third batch was. Maybe that was at his house too. I'm not 100% sure. I think that broke today. But we're going to get into that. I still have this cough from when I had the flu over Christmas. So, pardon me. It's still, you know, just there. I'm not dying. A lot going on. I wanted to address reason why I wasn't even going to do a show tonight. Literally, I was going to wait to do Wednesday and Thursday shows February 1st, but had a little bug up my behind because of this George Santos issue. So, George Santos, who ran for Congress in New York's 3rd Congressional District, who I supported. I live in the same area George Santos ran in. I know him personally. I consider him a good friend, great patriot. He ran as a Republican, wasn't primaried, ran in a Biden plus 23 district that was held by a prominent Democrat who was not running for re-election. It was Tom Suozzi, after he got beat in the governor primary, New York governor primary, got beat by Kathy Hochul. He was running against this guy, Zimmerman. He won. He was not supposed to win that district. That is a tremendous Democrat stronghold. He not only won, but he won by almost 9 points. Between 8 and 9 points, he flipped a Biden plus 23 district to red plus between 8 and 9 points. That's impressive. Okay. Now, I am, as you know, if you follow me and or watch the show or listen to the show, I'm heavily involved in politics. Okay. National level, you know, local, I pay attention to it all. I am disgusted. When I tell you disgusted and nauseated by what my local GOP committee is doing, Nassau GOP, who, when I was 18 years old, I was in the Republican Club, knocking on doors, getting signatures, executive committeeman, the whole thing. It's an obsolete establishment, heavy establishment organization. How much money can you raise? What can you do for me? The party of the old men with side parts and red ties. It's what they still are. They have some of these young candidates out there who they've gotten into positions, who they make it seem like they're their own person. They're all owned by the Nassau GOP. They're all owned by Joe Cairo, who's the Nassau GOP chairman. They're owned by him. Owned. And I got into it with my elected town councilman, who I like, supported him. in his campaign monetarily, signs on my lawn, the whole thing, whatever I could do. And I had a text conversation with him the other day. I was supposed to sponsor an event for him next month with my cigar business as a fundraiser, because he's going to be running for re-election for town council. And I told him, listen, I can't do it. I can't give another dollar to anyone involved in the Nassau GOP because of the stance they're taking on George Santos. They turned their back on him. They're demanding he resign. They're all sorts of smack. Ethics committee, Nassau DA, the whole thing. They're sicking everybody on him. The guy didn't commit any crimes. He lied. He lied about school. He lied about college. He lied about degrees. He somewhat lied about workplaces. He worked for a financial firm that did sub work for Goldman Sachs and I think Chase Manhattan Bank or something like that. And then they make it seem like, well, he said he worked directly for him. Whatever. The guy lied. I'm not defending his lies. He lied. He lied. He faked it till he made it. But we can go down the list of Democrats and Republicans who have lied, who have faked it till they made it. I love it. Trump Santos 2024. I got to give a shout out to GOP Josh, the conservative crusader, 16 years old, out of Ohio, has a radio show and podcast, which is great. Look up GOP Josh, Rumble, Twitter. He's on Twitter. As a matter of fact, and I'm really happy for him. 16 years old, he's had congressional candidates come through, I think sitting congressmen come through his show, interview. Well, now he's going to have my great friend and the great political mind, Roger Stone, on his show Tuesday. I can't wait for that. It was great. Maybe I was a little instrumental in helping that happen, but I'm so happy that it is happening. So, Josh, I can't wait to see that. So go follow GOP Josh on Twitter. I mean, the kid is great. He's politically, he's got a better political mind than I think most people sitting up on the Hill. Anyway, back to Santos. This guy is America first through and through. He's going to legislate and he's going to vote America first through and through. I know it. I know it. I'm so confident that I am blowing up bridges to support George Santos, because I know. I am telling people, elected officials in my area that I have supported. I'm going to get into one specifically too that I'm really upset with, that I am not giving another dollar to the Nassau GOP machine because it is a shit, obsolete organization. Nassau GOP, Joe Cairo, I'm talking to you. Bruce Blakeman, I'm talking to you. Anthony D'Esposito, which breaks my heart to say it, but I'm talking to you. Chris Carini, all of them, because you're all owned. And then when you tell me that you're not owned, no, you're owned. Your political career is owned by the Nassau GOP. You should be circling the wagons around George Santos and defending him up on the Hill. Most of the New York delegation turned their back on him, except for Elise Stefanik didn't. Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, is giving him committees, said today that he's getting committees, that they're not demanding, they're not agreeing with the Nassau GOP that he should resign, which he should not. He should push through. And he said it today on War Room. He said Matt Gaetz was hosting War Room for Steve Bannon, and he said 142,000 people. That's how many votes he got. Roughly, if 142,000 people told him to resign at the ballot box, meaning not reelect him, then he will. He has 2 years. He has 2 years to prove himself. If the constituents don't want him, then they could vote him out. But the Republicans are morons, because they think, what, if he resigns, they're going to have a special election and they're going to hold that seat Republican? No, they're not. That House will be a Democrat seat 100%, and it'll never flip Republican again. It's a bad political move. But this is what they're doing. Santos has a good staff behind him. I know a few people that are working with him closely. And now he's starting to clap back. I will not resign. And he shouldn't resign. How many people have we had lied to get to where they were? I don't care where he went to school. I don't care where he worked. I knew what his values were and what he campaigned on and what he's going to do. So now he has to prove himself. Yeah, he has to gain the trust back of a lot of people. But this is not someone you just want to resign. I'm sorry, you don't. George Santos stays. That's it. That's it. He's not resigning. I text with him. I told him, you cannot resign. I will die on that hill. George Santos, if you're listening to this, buddy, I will die on the hill for you. I think you're a patriot. Do not resign. You fucked up and you lied. I'm over it. I think everyone should be over it. because he lied about nonsense. Rich Blumenthal, senator, lied about being a combat vet in Vietnam. Pocahontas lied about being an Indian, Native American, whatever you want to call it. I'm not politically correct. I don't care. Deal with it. Okay? Eric Swalwell lied about banging a Chinese spy, Fang Fang, and remained on the Intelligence Committee. Ilhan Omar, real questionable stuff with her brother, who might be her husband for American citizenship, might be a poster girl for ISIS. She's compromised. Sorry. Said a lot of nonsense things. She's there. Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, they all lied. Bill Clinton was getting blowjobs in the White House, desecrated the president's office and residence. Hillary Clinton lied about everything under the sun. And Republicans lie. The whole Bush family, between, you know, Bush Sr. and the CIA and JFK and everything else, can get into that forever. George Bush, weapons of mass destruction. You know, the idiot son became president and Dick Cheney ran the country. They all lie. They all lie. They lie to our faces. Whether they're lying to our face about what's going on in this country or they're lying about where they went to school and college, does it really make a difference? How are they voting? What is their record like? I want to see what George Santos can do in Congress. I'm happy that that seat is Republican. So now we go to another congressman. He's now the freshman congressman in New York's 3rd District. Well, the congressman, the freshman congressman in New York's 4th District, right next door, my congressman, Anthony D'Esposito, who I am completely disappointed with, he wants to throw stones. Another one, he was a town councilman, became a star of the Nassau GOP. And then what did they do? They said, hey, run for Congress in the 4th District. Kathleen Rice is not running again. He ran against a Democrat that he served with in the town council, beat her, which, by the way, George Santos' margin was he did better than Anthony D'Esposito did in his election. And it literally, I mean, it showed, I think it was like $20,000, 20,000 vote difference. But Anthony D'Esposito now wants to make this statement and stand with the GOP because, you know, he's not owned by the GOP. He's not owned by Joe Cairo. He's a former retired, I think he retired early, a New York City police detective in Brooklyn. I'll get into that in a minute. The guy, he's a great guy, a great guy. I consider him a friend. You know, between the fire service connections that we have together, we made him an honorary member of the Nassau County Firefighters Bagpipe Band. Like he really is a good guy, down to earth. But the problem is, there's a difference. You could be a down to earth guy and a great guy, sit there, have a beer, have a talk, whatever it is. But now your political career, you're going down the wrong path. He's going down the wrong path. He's getting very establishment and he's owned. Right now, unless I'm proved wrong, he is owned by Joe Cairo and the Nassau GOP. That's it. He's going to do exactly what they say whenever they say it. So he puts out the statement demanding George Santos to resign, turning his back on him. Meanwhile, before when they were running together and everything else, when they were elected, they were taking pictures together, you know, buddy, buddy, look at us. We flipped all the congressional seats in New York because his seat was held by a Democrat also, Anthony D'Esposito. They flipped that seat from blue to red. George Santos flipped his seat from blue to red, wasn't supposed to win. Anthony D'Esposito, everyone knew, yeah, he was going to win. He was already in an elected position, and he was going to win. Nassau GOP vets their candidates. Obviously, they didn't vet him enough. They should have found out all of these lies before he ran for office. This is the second time he ran for office, by the way. First time he, they said he lost, but actually first they said he won. Then he said he lost. Whatever. That was a big debacle back in 2020. The bottom line, and this is for Congressman Anthony D'Esposito, you are not a perfect individual. Everyone has skeletons in their closet. If you want to throw stones, and I don't like doing this to people, but I'm to the point now where if you want to get real, well, let's get real. You know, there was a story that came out in October when he was running, Anthony D'Esposito was running. While he was a New York City police detective, he got disciplined. He was in trouble because he left a loaded firearm unattended that could have been stolen by anyone. It was unattended, it was unsecure, and he was actually disciplined. I think they took 20 days vacation or something like that. He was disciplined, found guilty, and he was given a punishment. And then he was also moonlighting as a DJ, which I don't really care about. You're supposed to tell the police department that you have another job. He obviously didn't. My point is, everyone has some sort of skeleton in their closet. George Santos lied about college, lied about maybe some work stuff, whatever he lied about. It's nonsense. Actually kind of hysterical how much he lied. I mean, and it wouldn't, like, I maybe he's a World War II veteran, invented the post-it note, but it's laughable now because he is where he is and he got there and they raised the money. He was supported by the Nassau GOP and he got over the finish line, and it was an impressive win and flip. And you can never take that away from George Santos. But Anthony Diaz, Congressman Diaz Esposito, you know, you're talking about losing the trust of the people. I don't know. I'm friends with a lot of cops, bro. Friends with a lot of cops. And I know a lot of cops would think you were a moron for leaving your unattended firearm for possibly someone to steal. Nah, it's a big no-no when you lose your gun. You know, you should know. So should the people lose the trust of Anthony Diaz Esposito because he lost his gun and he was punished for it? Lost his gun and punished for it. George Santos didn't commit any crimes. I mean, I'll tell you this, and I'll tell you this right now, and I will eat my words. If it comes out that George Santos is proven to commit a crime, whether it's through money that he earned or campaign for whatever it might be, I will eat my words and say, oh, you know what? Now you got to pay the piper, George. You broke a law. You committed a crime. But he's not charged with a crime. He's not accused of committing crimes. People are saying it should be a crime to lie about where you went to school and run for office. Joe Biden lied twice when he ran for president, had to back out because of his lies, plagiarized speeches, lied about how he graduated, lied about his law degree, lied about all kinds of stuff with school. Still, he's in the Oval Office and continues to lie. He never drove an 18-wheeler truck for a time. Okay, like all of this nonsense. I don't even think Corn Pop was a real thing. Corn Pop was probably not a bad dude. And then we get into the whole he's compromised. Now we have this whole document saga. I'm going to end the thing with George Santos with this. Give the guy a chance. Let's see how he legislates. Let's see how he votes. I will stand on that hill. Very disappointed with you, Congressman Diaz Esposito. Very disappointed with all of the entire New York congressional delegation and all of my local elected officials from the Nassau GOP and then some of them over at the Suffolk County GOP. Very upset. They will never get a dime from me again. Don't ask. And I have donated handsomely to all of them. No more. Change your attitude. Stop with the establishment bullshit. George Santos stays. That is all. Joe Biden, one of the biggest liars in politics, continues to lie. Now, listen, I don't think it gets any more compromised than this, people. We have now three separate incidents, issues, whatever, with these classified documents that we don't know exactly what's in them. We know it has to do with possibly Ukraine, Iran, UK. Very interesting. It's interesting timing because apparently the first batch was found November 2nd before the general election. Well, why did we find out after the midterm election? Why do we find out? That's quite interesting. That's interesting. You know, documents in a private office that he used at the University of Pennsylvania, right? UPenn, University of Pennsylvania, which is fund that area, that whole organization, the building they were in was funded by China. They have like $54 million. They should follow the money because the college can't even account for that donation. Listen, anything in politics, it should just follow the money. Excuse me. Follow the money. That's it. Follow the money. $54 million, I believe it was. Where did that money come from? What did the college do with it? And what's the deal with these classified documents? What's in them? Was it a pay to play in the garage with the Corvette? Everybody's running around. The mainstream media is saying, well, this isn't as bad as Donald Trump. What are you talking about? There's presidential privilege. Presidents can declassify documents, which Donald Trump did. Joe Biden was vice president at the time, could not declassify documents, couldn't do anything with these classified documents, but they all ended up in places of under his control, like his house in Wilmington, Delaware, a private office, and wherever else. So what do we do here? Is this the demo? So Peter Ducey went after him. I'm going to play that clip. Hank Johnson, senator out of Georgia, who's a complete moron. I mean, the guy actually thought putting more military personnel on Guam was going to capsize the island of Guam. We have that clip. The guy's a moron. But what it's ridiculous, because your vice president 6 years ago, these documents are just hanging around for 6 years and they finally found them. I don't know what prompted this search of these documents. Could the Democrats have planted them to put Joe Biden out to pasture? Is this the way out? This is what you did. You screwed up, Joe. You have to resign. And then they can try to salvage the Democratic Party and the presidency in the path of 2024, because they're terrified of the big bad orange man that he's running. Excuse me. So where does this all leave us? It is it's quite a predicament, because the vile beasts on The View were talking about a possible plant job. Then Whoopi Goldberg kind of backtracked on it. But Republicans didn't plant these papers. First of all, Republicans aren't Republican operatives. They're not getting in to his Wilmington, Delaware home. They're not getting into his private office. Now, Democrats, I think a better chance of them getting into those areas, maybe to plant them, to say, hey, we got to get rid of this guy. But I'm not going down. I'm not marrying that theory. I do believe there was some nefarious activity with the documents back when he was vice president, with the business dealings and all of that. I have not heard Barry Obama make a statement on it. I don't know if he has. I actually tweeted earlier today. I tweeted earlier today, you know, hey, Barack Obama, any statement on what your VP was doing with the documents? He didn't answer me, by the way. Barry Obama didn't. He didn't tweet back. I just want you to know. Speaking of Twitter, I've been very, very active on Twitter. It's wide open, and my following like tripled. If you're on Twitter, I'm at Alan Jacoby 1776, and my first name is Alan, the only real way to spell Alan. Alan Jacoby, Jacoby 1776 on Twitter. Follow me there. I've been overly active there, and I'm having a great time. So I like what Elon Musk is doing to Twitter, and I hope it keeps up. So I want to play for you. And bear with me. I haven't done a solo show in a while. So I want to start with Peter Ducey. And he was, you know, he grilled Joe Biden on the documents. He caught him. And Joe Biden's now just reading statements. I mean, most other politicians, if they're accused of something like this, you would think they'd be speaking from the heart, like actually just riffing and speaking. No, this guy is speaking from cue cards, where he doesn't know what to say. They don't want him to talk. He's basically admitting to this crime of stealing classified documents. I mean, he was the vice president. He had no right to bring them out anywhere. No right. He can't declassify them. So it's quite interesting how this is all working out. And I don't know. So here's Peter Ducey. Let's check this out. I'm hitting the wrong button over here. I told you, bear with me.
Mr. President, okay. classified material. Next year, Corvette. What were you thinking?
I'm going to get a chance to speak on all this, God willing, soon. But as I said earlier this week, people, and by the way, my Corvette's in a locked garage.
Thank God. Okay?
So it's not like you're sitting out in the street.
Thank God.
But anyway, it was in a locked garage. Yes, as well as my Corvette.
The Corvette's safe.
But as I said earlier this week, people know I take classified documents and classified material seriously. I also said we're cooperating fully and completely with the Justice Department's review. As part of that process, my lawyers reviewed other places where documents in my from my time as vice president were stored, and they finished the review last night. They discovered a small number of documents of classified markings and storage areas in file cabinets in my home and my personal library. This was done in the case of the Biden Penn. Biden Penn Center. The Department of Justice was immediately, as was done, the Department of Justice was immediately notified, and the lawyers arranged for the Department of Justice to take possession of the document. So you're going to see, we're going to see all this unfold. I'm confident. Thank you very much.
Wow. I mean, what do you say to that? He could barely read. Excuse me. He could barely read his prepared statement of what was going on, and just the shakiness of it. I mean, do you think he cares? Though, did I put a poll out today on Twitter? Like, you know, is this a segue? Are they going to defend Joe Biden and laugh at us, or are they going to force him out? Like, which is it? Are they literally just going to say, hey, yeah, this happened, but screw you? I mean, the DOJ assigned a special counsel. The special counsel is nothing special. Donald Trump was a sitting president. He has presidential privileges. He can declassify things. They're trying to make it out that Joe Biden cooperated, that Donald Trump didn't. But the fact of the matter is, Joe Biden was a vice president when this all happened. And it's clear that the vice president cannot declassify any documents, and he should not have had any access to bringing these documents outside of secure areas where other people's eyes could see them. Sitting in a garage, in an office, I mean, anybody could have seen it. Were these documents used in a nefarious way? I don't know. And it's, you know, Peter Ducey, like, what were you thinking? Was he thinking? He did not at any time, maybe the time isn't right, at no time did, from what I saw, did he deny anywhere that he took these documents out of where they belonged. He didn't deny that. Maybe there's some speculation that they were misplaced during a transition, a move, or something like that. I don't know how much I'm buying that. I'm imagining a lot of people are not buying that. I want to know what's in the documents, what they were used for. We're not going to know what's in the documents. We're not. They're classified. But what kind of they pertain to, which I don't even know if we'll ever really know, probably not. I'm concerned about the whole Ukraine thing, the timing of this, and now in three places. To me, though, the narrative of the supposed classified documents at Mar-a-Lago, the narrative is dead. The narrative is dead. Here I'm sitting here expecting the indictment of Donald Trump, which I have said from the start, if he was indicted or when he's indicted, he will use that to his advantage. There's no doubt with the cleverness of Donald Trump. I don't know if the DOJ now is going to be as bold as to, yeah, we're going to indict Donald Trump for these classified documents. And then what? Not go after Joe Biden, who was vice president at the time and had none of those privileges. I mean, Joe Biden is a sitting president now. I wouldn't see that, them going to put handcuffs on the sitting president. But is this going to be a Nixon moment in a sense? Like, you've come to the end of the road. It's time to go. And is it orchestrated by the Democrats to get him to go? Because when the Democrats are done with somebody, they turn their back, they put him out the pasture. Look what they did to Andrew Cuomo in New York, my old governor. They turned on him at the drop of a hat. And that's what they do in politics. Look what they're doing to George Santos. The guy hasn't even been a congressman for 2 weeks. And he's got to resign. He can't serve his people. Shut up. Shut up. GOP shills. The Uniparty hates you. And as far as I'm concerned, these people, especially these people in the Nassau GOP who now hold federal office, they're part of the Uniparty. I was very vocal on not wanting Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House. I'm still skeptical, but I'm hopeful. I do like the fact that he's going to turn around, and it looks like he wants to. I don't have that clip, but he had made a statement about releasing the 14,000 hours of security tape footage for January 6th, which I'd love to see. Oh, by the way, before I keep going on the documents, you're going to see coming in February, there'll be a little, it's either going to be on a Wednesday or Thursday, but there's going to be a little segment of the show with someone very special who is going to come on and speak about the January 6th defendants. Her name is Cynthia Hughes, and she runs an organization, and I'm a real moron right now for not remembering it. I think it's the it's real, real bad that I don't remember it. We had a phone conversation, and she deals with the January 6th families, who these people who have you charged for trespassing, who were in jail or went to prison, and what the, you know, between the defense and the updates on what's happening with them and the lives that are being destroyed and things that are being done to help them. Because you know as well as I do that most of those people do not deserve to be in jail or sentenced to 4 years for walking through the Capitol and not burning it down and causing any damage or killing anybody. So that's going to happen pretty much, I think, on a regular basis, where we might even have January 6th families, members of families of January 6th defendants come on the show and give us updates and things. I did find out, though, from her, which ended recently, is that nobody's in solitary confinement anymore. That was confirmed to me, and she's in the know. So I just heard that, so that's pretty good. All right, back to, stay tuned. There's going to be some stuff coming down the pike this year on the show. I've been doing other things, and I want to get back to, I like doing my solo shows. I love what I do with James Curry on We the People Radio, and it'll be on Freedom Friday. And I think it's going to be a great year. We're going to have a lot of great things happen and to talk about. I think we're seeing the start of great things to happen with committees being formed. I want to see who actually is ending up on committees and who's chairing committees and where some of these firebrands are landing as far as members of Congress on committees and so what they're doing with some of these new people. So it's going to be good, and I'm going to try to hope maybe I can get some of these members of Congress to come and give us some commentary on things in the future on the show. So I wanted to play another clip about these. I'm going to make you watch it. Your favorite daytime TV women from The View, Joy Behar, who is horrible. She makes my skin crawl. But they talked about the documents, you know, and the last week they talked about how, you know, Joe Biden doesn't lie. Trump's the liar. So, you know, Joe Biden's the good guy. You know, we're going to jump to that conclusion. But it's like they contradict themselves here. And, you know, the possible, it's like they're toying with the, well, maybe those documents were planted by Trump's people to take the spotlight off of the big bad orange man, because he's the real criminal. He's the real criminal here. Hold on. All right. Sorry. Hey, listen, for those of you who are listening to the show, I encourage you to watch the show on Rumble or on Facebook. If you're watching on Rumble, make sure you're subscribing and you're sharing the Rumble links out there too on your social medias and things like that. So, all right, let's check out your favorite daytime talk hosts on the View here.
You know what I think? I've never seen a luckier person than Donald Trump. Just as we're this close to getting him, but somehow these documents appear.
But here's the thing. Biden is wrong to have done this. He was in office
for 40
years.
Let's find out what this is first. Now, again, one of the things that gets me crazy is before we know, it's already been spun a specific way. I don't want to see that.
You didn't do that with Donald Trump.
Someone explain to me, A, how it's possible that after all this time, nobody knew this. Because to me, if you're missing classified information, I don't mean to laugh, but in my house, if stuff is missing, I know it's missing.
Feel like
who ate the last piece of apple
like
pie?
The Republicans are behind it?
It did originally, but I'm sorry, but not now. Because one of the things he's saying is that, you know, some of the locations where the docs may have been shipped in the transition taken and put, but still.
Right. Okay. Couple things. I hate these women, number one. Number two. Did you see Joy Behar? We were this close to getting Donald Trump, and then this happens all of a sudden. Miraculously, this happens. He's so lucky. As if she's saying, oh, this is all orchestrated by Republicans to take the light off of Donald Trump for being in trouble for stealing nuclear codes and classified documents, which we know is complete and utter bullshit. And then Whoopi Goldberg is, I don't want to jump to conclusions. I want to find out the facts. You didn't do that with Donald Trump. The moment Donald Trump got accused of something, these broads on The View are like, oh, we need to get him. He needs to be indicted. He needs to be impeached. All of it. It was all hang the orange man out to dry. But now that it's their boy, their rock star, Joe Biden, who, hey, hello, he screwed up. Let's see what happens first. And then the toying with do you think it's the Republicans doing this? Come on. This is the narrative they'll push out to their moron normies in their audience going, well, you know, Joy Behar, she said that Joe Biden's not going to lie and that this is all because they were so close to getting Donald Trump and putting Donald Trump in an orange jumpsuit and shackles. And come on. Come on. But it gets worse. It gets worse because now you have members of Congress, this moron, Senator Hank Johnson. Okay. This is Senator Hank Johnson turns around and he actually, like, again, with the planting of the documents, but not planted by Democrats. Not, of course, he's not going to accuse his own party. He's a Democrat. This guy is actually he's very hard to follow. But this is a Republican operation to go after Joe Biden. Joe Biden's doing a good job of screwing himself. He really doesn't need Republicans' help along to try to sabotage him. He's doing a good job sabotaging himself. But it's not going to stop. You may have a couple senators that are going to run with this. Well, we know that they, you know, people plant stuff. Well, how about this? Why did the FBI want all of the cameras at Mar-a-Lago turned off? Why did they go through Melania's closet? Why did they go through Barron's bedroom? Why? Why did they do that? What were they doing? Why were they spending so much time in Melania Trump's walk-in closet? Why did they throw the attorneys off the property and demand that the cameras be turned off, which they were kept on, by the way? That, to me, would say, and the FBI, the weaponized FBI from the weaponized politicized DOJ, had their stormtroopers from the FBI there. You're telling me that you wouldn't suspect them planting evidence in order to incriminate Donald Trump so it would literally disqualify him from running for president in 2024, because that's what they ultimately want, because they are terrified of that man. They are terrified that he's going through, he is running again. They're terrified to have him in the White House. So let's push some narratives here. And here's an interesting one. And after this clip, I'm going to play you another clip that is going to show you the intelligence level of this congressman, Hank Johnson, from Georgia.
My response to it all is that alleged classified documents showing up allegedly in the possession Joseph Biden. There's so much that needs to be investigated. And that's what I call for, is for everything to be investigated. But I'm suspicious of the timing of it.
Preach.
I'm also aware of the fact that things can be planted on people. Places and things can be planted. Things can be planted in places.
How many times are you going to say it?
And then discovered conveniently. That may be what has occurred here. I'm not ruling that out. But I'm open in terms of the investigation needs to be investigated.
I'll agree with him on the note that it needs to be investigated. I mean, we know that it needs to be investigated. Absolutely. It needs to be investigated by the right people. And the whole, how many times are you going to say planted? But is he thinking, I'm sure he's not thinking, well, the Democratic Party probably planted it because they want Joe Biden out so they can get better control and do damage control and worry about going into the 2024 election. No, he's thinking that Republicans, MAGA Republicans, the domestic terrorists of this country, somehow got into these places, Mission Impossible type stuff, and planted these conveniently and timed it right. Well, not for nothing. If Republicans were to do that, wouldn't they want them found before the midterm election to throw shade on the Democratic Party, to get the responses out of Democrat candidates running for Congress, sticking up for Joe Biden in the hopes that they would lose elections and to favor Republicans? Because Joe Biden, look, he stole documents and he wasn't president when he did it. He didn't declassify anything. That timing, I would even say, well, you know, if it came out before the election, I'd say, okay, which Republican operative was behind this? Is it possible? Nothing is impossible. Don't get me wrong. It doesn't make sense, though. None of it makes sense. I'll tell you what else doesn't make sense. Is this same senator back in, I think it's 2010. I'm sorry, not senator. Congressman. If I said Senator Hank Johnson, I apologize. It's Congressman, Representative Hank Johnson out of Georgia, Democrat. Was questioning someone from, I believe, the Navy about they were looking to send more military personnel to Guam, which is a U.S. territory in the Pacific Ocean. It's a small island. And some military equipment or weapon systems. And I'm actually not even going to say it. I'm just going to play the video and the audio in the hopes that now you can realize, I think you did in the last video, how Jesse was talking, of what an imbecile Representative Hank Johnson from Georgia truly is. Check this out.
This is a island that at its widest level is, 12 miles from shore to shore, and at its smallest level,
he's location, painful to listen to.
7 miles between one shore and the other. Is that correct?
I don't have the exact dimensions, but to your point, sir, I think Guam is a small island.
Small island, and about 24 miles, if I recall, long. So 24 miles long, about 7 miles wide at the
Congressman thinks he's intelligent.
Place on the island, and about 12 miles wide on the widest part of the island. And I don't know how many square miles that is. Do you happen to know?
I don't have that figure with me, sir. I can certainly supply it to you if you'd like.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
Did everybody just catch that? Did everybody just catch that? Because I'm going to play it again. I'm going to make you sit through that part again. This member of Congress thinks a 209 square mile island in the Pacific Ocean, with now a current population of 178 at the time, 178,000 people, could just capsize like a floating mattress in the ocean. That could capsize like a boat. That could capsize like literally anything that's floating in the water. This is what's in Congress, and they're worried about people lying where they went to school. But you have these swamp monsters, and this was in 2010. It's 2023, so it was 13 years ago. Like, literally, this is what's in Congress. Guam is going to capsize if you put too many people on it.
Populated that it will tip over and capsize.
Stop it.
We don't anticipate that. The Guam population, I think, currently about 175,000.
Yeah, overturn
again,
in the water.
With Marines and their families, it's
islands,
an addition of about 25,000 more into the population.
The whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
The whole island will get too heavy and tip over and capsize. Representative Hank Johnson, everybody, from the great state of Georgia, the Peach State. This is what represents you, whatever district in Georgia. He thinks Guam is going to capsize. He thinks Republicans planted classified documents. This is where we're at. And it is scary. It is really, really scary. The bottom line is, I believe truly that crimes were committed by Joe Biden when he was vice president, when he left office, that those documents were taken where they shouldn't have been taken from secure areas, from secure facilities. And they were used for nefarious purposes. And this is why our 118th Congress, with a Republican majority, with Kevin McCarthy, who so far seems to be doing the right thing, but it's early, people, forming the committees to get down to the bottom of things, like investigating Joe Biden and his business dealings in Ukraine and Hunter Biden. You can't investigate Hunter Biden. You have to investigate Joe Biden, everybody around them, and so many other things that we need the truth for. That we need the truth. Because we have not gotten the truth on a lot of things in the past 2 years and beyond. Beyond that, earlier than that. Senator Josh Hawley did a hit on Hannity, who I'm not a fan of Hannity, don't like him at all. But I didn't like Hannity before it was cool not to like Hannity. I haven't liked Sean Hannity in years and years and years. Now all of a sudden it's like, Hannity is a traitor, blah, 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 blah. Now it's cool not to like Hannity. Yeah, I beat all you people to the punch. Anyway, Senator Josh Hawley put it into perspective. It's a quick clip on how the government lies to us. Because again, the Uniparty, Democrats, and the establishment GOP swamp trolls. That's the Uniparty people. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They hate us. They hate us. We're peasants to them. They have this idea in their head that they're not there to serve us. Like we're there. They're doing us a favor. Which, by the way, I like what Kevin McCarthy said, and I don't have that clip, but he did say it, that the People's House is now open, so he's encouraging people to come and visit. Come and see your members of Congress. Ask for a tour of the Capitol. The People's House is open. The metal detectors going into the House chamber have been removed, and I'm liking it, and I'm hoping for good things out of this Congress with the right people. Joe Biden has already vowed to veto any GOP bill that makes it to his desk in reference to defunding or taking shots at the IRS. And that should show you where Democrats stand, because they are not for the American people. They are for big government. They are for government overreach. They're after your money. They're after my money. They don't want you to have money. They want you to rely on them. They don't want you to own anything. They want affordable housing that they control. Case in point, my governor, Kathy Hochul, the vile bitch that she is, is now proposing 800,000 units of affordable housing on the outskirts in the suburbs of New York City, Westchester, Rockland, Long Island, because that's what they want to do. They want to destroy the middle class. They want to destroy the suburbs. They want to destroy the American dream, because that is the Democrats' way. Republicans are promises made and promises kept, and the Democrats are problems made and problems kept. That is not an argument. Let's listen to Senator Josh Hawley.
Yeah, they're hugely significant because real oversight is what this administration hasn't gotten. It's what Congress has not done. And certainly the Democrats in the Senate aren't going to lift a finger to do anything. So we've got to get the truth, Sean. This administration has lied to the American people about Afghanistan. They have lied about the IRS. They've lied now about Joe Biden and the classified documents. They've lied about what's going on at the border. They've lied. They've lied. They've lied. And it's time to get the truth and to give it to the American people. The people deserve the truth. They deserve to know what's actually happening in their government, not these constant lies, which is what this administration lives by.
I mean, I couldn't have said it better. I happen to like Senator Josh Hawley. I think he's, you know, firebrand. He's in it for the people. I truly believe that. I like what he's doing, but he's right. They've lied to us about everything. The border is wide open. They've lied to us about the economy. You know, they changed the definition of what, a recession? Or, I mean, come on. They've lied about everything. You tell me something that the Biden administration or House or Senate Democrats have told the truth on. What are they telling the truth on? You had Jerry Nadler today, I believe, on the House floor saying it is dangerous. It is dangerous to transport a baby that was born that survived an abortion to the hospital, that it is dangerous to bring a living baby that survived an attempted murder of an abortion to the hospital, and give some ridiculous reason why. They are evil, and anyone who supports this evilness really needs to find themselves and maybe a little bit of Jesus. And I'm not a religious person, but this is what they're going to do. All of them, these rhinos, they need to go. All of them. Mitch McConnell, Mitt Romney, all of them. Murkowski, Rona McDonald, Ronald McDonald. We're going to see what Kevin McCarthy does. He's at a pivotal point in his career. He thanked Donald Trump. Donald Trump made the deals. His people made the deals. They were instrumental in him getting the speakership. I still don't agree. I still would have liked to have seen someone else, but I'm willing at this point right now to give him a shot, because I think the pressure's on him and he knows it, because he knows he has this 2 years to shine, to show that his political career can be saved, because he knows what's at stake with the America First agenda, Donald Trump running for president, and other things. As a matter of fact, I'm going to end with a clip from Donald Trump, the greatest president in my lifetime. I was born when Reagan was president. Reagan is probably number two. I like Ronald Reagan. my favorite president next to Donald Trump is Abraham Lincoln. That's just me. Everybody has a favorite. But I will say in that same sentence, and I say it a lot on social media, especially on Twitter, do not idolize politicians. do not idolize politicians. Don't idolize celebrities, music stars, the whole thing. They are like the stripper in the strip club that just wants your money. They don't really like you. They may like you a little bit as far as politician, but not really. They want your votes. They want your support. Some of them are there to serve. Some of them, you're the peasant. Don't fall in love with politicians, any of them. That includes Donald Trump. They will all disappoint you. Don't get heartbroken because they made a decision that you didn't like. They're never going to make you happy 100% of the time. That's a fact. I will say Donald Trump is coming out with some of these videos. And I'm going to play one for you now. We're going to end this. It's about almost a four-minute video of his, you know, about the Twitter files and free speech. And it's very important because this is one of the things that our republic has to fight to save our free speech, the Constitution in general, the censorship of big tech. Twitter, so far, I'm happy. Facebook is just garbage. Matter of fact, if you're listening on Facebook, watching on Facebook, rather, please share it. Please hit the share button because you have 42,000 followers and they shadow banned me right before the midterm election. And I'm not getting any reach. They nuked my Instagram. I have a new account on Instagram, which is 1776tv.live at 1776live.tv, rather. You can also get to my Rumble channel at 1776live.tv. Just go to that website. It brings you right to my Rumble channel. Hit the subscribe. Follow me on Twitter at Alan Jacoby 1776. And Alan is spelled A-L-A-N Jacoby, J-A-C-O-B-Y 1776. So I'm going to play Donald Trump and the importance of free speech and where we're going.
The now famous Twitter files have proven beyond all doubt that the corrupt officials at the FBI have been coordinating a massive censorship, surveillance, and propaganda campaign against the American people and, frankly, against me. In the most recent and notorious example, the FBI worked to stop the truth from being told about the Biden family's criminality. They worked so hard to stop it from coming out. And the corruption prior to the 2020 election. They didn't want any bad information to come out about the Biden family. The fix was in, the election was rigged, but the censorship of the laptop from hell is only the beginning of the story about the weaponization of government against free speech. We must have free speech in our country. We must have a fair and free press. As recent reporting shows, the FBI and other rogue agencies have been systematically colluding with former national security officials placed in high positions at Twitter and very likely other companies to advance their censorship regime, which is really, in this case, to steal an election. Yep. This anti-American effort, and a very illegal effort at that, has been working to silence dissenting opinions on COVID and crucial issues on public health, and on the election and elections in the future. They suppress doctors and health experts who dared to question approved public health narratives. They censored voices who criticized school closures, lockdowns, and mandates, and they even banned people simply for stating proven scientific facts. And anything bad about China, they didn't want out. But anything bad about Biden and the Biden crime family, and that's what it was, just look at the laptop from hell. They didn't want that coming out under any circumstances. What they wanted coming out was anything bad about your favorite president, me. Anything bad about Trump, put it out, even if it's not true. But this all had nothing to do with science. This had nothing to do with saving lives. It had everything to do with politics or a sick ideology. This was about government working with powerful corporations to seize power over you, the American people. And we can't let that continue. The Twitter files prove that we urgently need my plan to dismantle the illegal censorship regime, a regime like nobody's ever seen in the history of our country or most other countries for that matter, to prosecute the perpetrators for their crimes, and to restore free speech for all Americans. So important. We need a free press. We need free speech. We need fair elections. And we need borders. The new Congress should immediately hold hearings to investigate the role of the FBI and other federal agencies in censoring lawful speech. Congressional leaders should promptly issue subpoenas in furtherance of this goal. The revelations also highlight why my proposal to end the revolving door between the deep state, and there is a deep state indeed. I wasn't a believer, but everybody's a believer right now. And the tech tyrants is so important. There must be a 7-year cooling off period before any employee of these powerful agencies is allowed to take a job at a major platform. When I'm president, we will take back our freedoms. We will take back our country.
He's right about everything, people. He's right about everything. And I'm looking forward to having him as the 47th president of the United States. I am. How can you not love the guy? He's sincere. He's well-spoken. And he's there's no bullshit. He loves America. He loves the American people. We saw that. Find me someone who didn't have more money in their bank account during the Trump presidency. And they're lying, or they're just very bad with money. Find me someone whose 401k, whose retirement was not doing better and growing better under a Trump presidency. After the Trump presidency and Joe Biden was installed, my retirement funds, my self-employed funds, my 401ks, my IRAs, everything, it took 3 months and I was down 60%. 60. That's huge, people. People I know with government jobs down more their retirements. I don't know about you, but yes, the FBI is censoring American citizens. The FBI is surveilling American citizens. The FBI is hunting American citizens. They're still going after people for January 6th. They're not, that's the most important thing the FBI is doing right now, apparently. The suppression of free speech by big tech. The American press does not want free speech. They don't want a free press unless it's coming from them and their legacy media outlets, period. They don't want free speech from me. They don't want free speech from you. They don't want free speech from any other alternate, decentralized media outlet. And that's why, people, it's important to support decentralized media like podcasts, like other smaller media outlets. And because most of us are just regular American people that are not driven by dollars. There are some out there, unfortunately, in the space that are giant grifters. And to them, well, they have their place, I guess, and they're going to do what they do. I'm not on here to sell you a stupid t-shirt. I'm here to just encourage you to think, you know, and that's where we're at. We have a country to save, and we might be on the right path to do it. Even though we didn't get the red wave that some people expected, I didn't expect that. I think we're going to start seeing some good things, and I think we're going to start seeing more issues and things being exposed and more people being exposed. And it may not be something new, but it may just be, you know, confirmation and lead to other things. So I think that's a really great thing. I really do. Yeah. So listen, I'm going to be back. Oh, tomorrow. Today's Thursday. Tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern with James from We the People Radio. 9 p.m. We'll be live. I think we're having a guest or two on. I have to confirm that. In the meantime, listen, just quick shout out to sponsors. MyPatriotCigars.com. I actually own the company, so I know it's great. I'm a big cigar guy. You have cigar people in your family. Go to MyPatriotCigars.com. You can use promo code CIGAR15 to get 15% off your purchase. Any orders over $100 is free shipping. With every full box purchase, you get a $10 gift card. They are great cigars. I worked very hard to bring you great cigars. And there is a cigar available for every preference. So mypatriotcigars.com. Go there, promo code CIGAR15 to get 15% off your purchase. So, all right, everybody, I am going to leave it there. I will be back again tomorrow, We the People Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here. Go follow me on Twitter, at AlanJacoby1776, Getter, at AlanJacoby1776. Go to the Rumble page, which is 1776live.tv. Follow me, subscribe, share, come and hang out. I see you all in the chat. It's great to see you. Hopefully soon on Fridays, we'll have a call-in show where there'll be a phone number up on the screen. You could actually call in and talk to us about what's going on because I really want to engage more with you. That's why I do live shows. Yeah, when I first started, I used to do recorded shows, edit it, and put it out. I was like, nah, I want to interact with people. And between social media and the shows, it's great because I've met so many great people doing these shows. You're all great patriots. We all have to stay involved. We have to stay alert. And I am going to leave you with Congressman George Santos stays. He's not going to resign. And there's nothing anyone is going to do about it. I'll see you all tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern. Take care of yourselves.